Boy, what a difference a model year makes. Man, this is totally different.
2023, 2024.
This is
amazing. It's because they made the old Tacoma for so long. You know, they made it for a long, long time.
Like 118 years,
you'd think. It was the better part of 20 by the time you actually talk about all the revisions they did of that prior generation. This is the new Tacoma. We've driven it once before, on-road and off. We drove the 6-speed Sport, which I really like.
Yeah, the
6-speed manual, which is really cool. We drove the new TRD Pro off-road at the actual Tacoma launch. This is our first opportunity to put the new one against, to your point, the old one, which is 1 year old. 1 year old. And yet still 20 years old. It's amazing how it's both. So when we drove the new Tacoma, we didn't have an old Tacoma to jump into, and I really wanted to. And you and I always talk about there is nothing like the value of back-to-back, seat-to-seat, same road, same day.
Yeah.
And we were very impressed with the new Tacoma, and we still are. There'll be much to talk about here about it. But having them back-to-back reveals they're closer than I realized.
This is the old one, but by old, I mean 2023.
You mean 1 year later.
The model year just prior to the brand new Tacoma.
Yeah, you're right.
They've built it for so long, but it feels old already, even though it's a brand new truck. And thank you to the owner of this truck. This is privately owned. He even left the Monroney for us here.
This has less than 2,000 miles on it.
Less than 2,000 miles. He paid $42,752. That's what the Monroney says. Right here, this is the off-road, the long bed. So this is the TRD off-road package on this truck. It is slightly different than the spec that we've got on the other Tacoma that you will see.
We did as well as we could. but to your point, this is last model year, the last one. This is probably has to be one of the last ones they built at Toyota before they changed it over to the new
last one. Last one out the door, slam,
just about,
click.
Yes.
All right, I'm already feeling that old familiar truck feel.
Yes.
Sitting here.
Now we can't necessarily compare the ride, because this ride is far worse. It's a TRD off-road, so it's not the limited model, which was the more street capable model, and it is the old chassis. So because we're not talking about the same trims, I have to acknowledge this ride's significantly worse, but I also know we're not trim to trim. We're not the exact same setup on both these trucks. Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Power, real quick. 3.5 liter V6, tried and true 6-speed automatic transmission. None of those realities are true on the other truck. All of that has changed. Everything's different.
The old one.
Yes, this is the old one. Now this is
But the numbers are the same as the new one.
Isn't that interesting?
278 horsepower, 265 pound-feet of torque for this V6. Mm-hmm. The new truck is the difference.
Yes, the torque is about
power is the same. I mean, turbo punch. You got
the new
turbo
one has turbo punch.
On
this
one,
this one just feels fine.
It just moves.
Yeah, it just moves. There's nothing remarkable about that. This isn't bad. Like, okay, I'm on a hill right now. It needs to kick down. It thinks for a second. It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm not hammering it.
No turbo punch.
Yeah. So
it's
moving
along fine.
The new one. You notice that it has power. Mm-hmm. You definitely do.
And that transmission, it's really just about fuel economy, I feel like. I mean, what was wrong with 6-speeds? What is inherently wrong with this 6-speed? It works just fine.
It's fine.
It's great.
Yeah, it's not snappy, but it's fine. Yeah.
You could argue that it doesn't take advantage of the torque output of this motor. That if you had the 8-speed with the V6, that theoretically it could take advantage of more power output out of the engine because you're kind of waiting, as you said, for it to build.
Yeah.
And
for
it
sure.
does seem like 8-speed is just more. Consumers want more.
We always want more.
More than 6.
Uh-huh.
So let's do the 8 instead of the 6.
For
but
sure.
This one is just fine. You could also argue about the old school nature of this being more appealing than the new truck.
Some people will argue that. They will actually argue that because this is a tried and true naturally aspirated engine, and this setup, it's been going for nearly 2 decades. It's been going for so long, everything that could go wrong with it is known, and nothing's going to go wrong with it anyway.
This one's fully sorted.
Yes, it is sorted.
There will never be another generation, another version after this. This is it.
This model year is the most sorted this will ever get. This has hydraulic steering, but I know what we're all saying, because I'm thinking it. Hydraulic steering's always better. Not really.
Is it better?
This has steering. Yes. That has steering.
I don't really care in that regard.
So that's not a big deal.
It's like an old Mercedes.
Everybody works.
Transmission's like an old Mercedes.
It is. Well, and this interior is old. That is a glaring difference between the new one and this old one. The interior is. This does not feel like we changed a model year.
We changed a generation.
Left
it alone for the last few runs.
They've been tweaking it. There's stuff happening, but there's a revolutionary change to the new interior. Still has knobs and stuff, but that's the biggest jump.
There's also a jump in seats. Mm-hmm. Noticing already, the seats in this truck are just fine.
Are they fine? Because they're new.
They're fine.
They're maybe approaching fine. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't love them, but I'll tolerate them, and they're just fine. I mean, for long trips, you only have the lumbar on that seat, on the driver's seat.
Yeah, it'll just be fine. This has obviously the old chassis, and it does seem like a much smaller, narrower truck. And I really thought that meant there was going to be a revolutionary difference in interior. We're both 6'3", and again, I have a longer torso, so I am the one that's going to crunch headroom more. And the reality is that my knees are higher in this Tacoma, and that just feels weird.
They always have been.
Sitting at a kitchen table, knees are too high. That feels weird. The seat's not that comfortable. It's ergonomically just a little bit off. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you sit in a chair just wrong and you realize it for a few minutes, like, why am I sitting like
one of the chair legs is shorter than the other three.
I keep fixing it. Yeah, but when I climbed in the back, I've got less headroom here, significantly less headroom.
And you can see that in the proportion of the cab.
Absolutely. That's where it definitely seems shorter and narrower.
But there is a lot still to like here. It does feel kind of indestructible.
It does. You need to drive.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Really glad we were able to find this 2,000-mile brand-new old truck.
No kidding. I am thinking about the last remnants of Datsun. I just feel like the last tiny mini trucking kind of thing is left over here, and I feel it in this seat height. The seats, the H-point to knee ratio, really. Those trucks were tiny. Back then, you just accepted it as, this is my little tiny truck.
Fair.
Ergonomics?
Fair.
Well, that seems like a lot to ask for. Power? That seems like tall order here.
Do you know what you got?
Yeah, I don't want to be too demanding. I'll just take it. But that's not where truck buyers are now.
You're right.
They've grown in size. The new one looks a lot bigger. And I can feel it in the driving, too. We got Leafs in the back here. Leafs are only available in the very base model of the new Tacoma.
Yes.
But here, it's always been Leafs. I've never loved how these ride. I've never liked it, even with the long wheelbase here.
Yeah, in any trim we've had, this has, and we've talked about it before, that truck buzz, that constant high vibration that's constantly going on.
Kicking in the back.
I understand that a truck is going to have some bumps in the ride, and the new one does as well. But this has that buzz to it that the new one does not, and it's been in any trim. Now, this is, again, it's not match to match, but this has been in any trim of this old Tacoma I've driven in, had that buzz. And a Tacoma's always been great the minute you leave the pavement. And this one really struggles on pavement as a daily. And I know if you're a truck person, you're saying, no, it's great. It's never bothered me. But because you're used to trucks, we're looking at this as kind of a general view. And the reality is most people drive trucks on the road. And I realize we could off-road this. This is a road review on purpose because that's how stuff gets used.
I mean, you're right. I want to just whip the wheel to the left.
Yes.
Just take off through the hills.
We would both be laughing.
The truck would be like, whatever. Fine.
Yep.
But that's not how people use the trucks. You're right.
Not most of the time.
Oh, you're right. That power, you got to really kick it down.
You got to kick it down, and it's got to find itself.
And that's good, you know? If you get above 5,000 RPM, that's good.
Well, you wind it out, then it does find that motor, and we believe it'll be indestructible because it's been in this truck for a while. So that's not a problem, but yeah.
This truck is going to last 60 years before you need to change the oil.
We've reached a place, though, in modern cars where people only ever use partial throttle, and this is not one of those vehicles. This is a put your foot in it, make it respond.
It drives old.
It does.
It just drives
it's
old to
2,000
me.
Miles, and it drives like a truck with 60,000 miles on it. It instantly.
I mean, just the feel,
everything
the
about
architecture,
it.
The feel here.
Yeah, not that it's broken down at all. It just feels like, oh, yeah, okay, I remember when trucks were like this.
I remember Tacomas.
Last year.
Yeah. What do we need to do to give this a nice send-off? A farewell. Thanks, Toyota. This was great. The new one's better.
Well, I have a thought, though. I really do wonder if you did aftermarket suspension on this. Don't do this, by the way. If you did aftermarket suspension on this and you put in the seats from the new one, if you might like this better.
Huh.
I think
it costs less.
I think they are much closer than we've all been led to believe. That's my big takeaway.
Even with a completely different chassis.
Yes, I agree. And so I think this is good. This can't be denied. And the new one is an improvement, but it's not a revolution. And because it is a brand new chassis and a total restart, I expected revolution, and I got evolution, and that's surprising.
Toyota has come out with a lot of different trim levels.
Yes.
Of the new Tacoma, and they have really focused on differentiating each trim level, suiting its intended purpose.
Yes.
For example, the TRD Pro is not quite out yet, but it will have isodynamic seats, and it's really geared towards high-speed overlanding. But the one that we are in, Toyota sent us the Limited. This is still a pre-production model. It is the Limited version, which means it doesn't have the cool Fox shocks. It has adaptive variable suspension at all four corners. You've got your settings right down here on the control panel. We're currently in comfort. And this is kind of what you're paying for. All right, so we are in Sport Plus, and the ride quality is actually really good.
It is pretty good.
There's two things that I recalled in our other Tacoma interview, but we didn't have the old one to verify. Good news, I can. It was the H-point to knee ratio, the seat height ratio, and the ride quality. And this feels entirely different. It actually feels like an independent rear, even though it's not.
Yeah.
It's multi-link.
It is.
Leaf springs are still available on the base version of this new Tacoma, but for the rest of the models, for the most part, it's multi-link on everything from here on out. And this is also what you're paying for.
Yes.
New chassis, new engine, multi-link rear, except the two trucks are practically the same size.
They don't seem it, but they really are when you put them next to each other. This new Tacoma in any trim kills the weird buzz that the old Tacoma
it's
had.
It's gone.
It still has truck feel. It just feels the weird buzz.
Right.
It's very nice.
It's gone. It drives kind of like an SUV.
Well, and you have it in the Sport Plus mode, which is the stiffer setup of this. We turn it back to comfort, it does chill out a little bit more.
Let's chill out a little bit. Let's go to normal.
There you go.
Comfort.
Yeah. It just floats a bit more.
It does
bumps.
Float a little bit more. Toyota has completely changed the chassis to be able to mount a brand new inline four with a turbocharger.
Yep.
It makes the exact same horsepower as last year's model.
Yes.
The old one.
The old V6 that was not turbo? That had 278 horsepower. How much does this have?
This has 278 horsepower.
That is the same number.
Inline four, turbocharged engine, but this makes way more torque because,
it
as you know, the torque from the turbo is a lot more. So 317 pound-feet of torque out of this engine.
And an 8-speed automatic that is significantly faster than the shift speeds of the 6-speed, plus it has two extra gears if you go to
math. Optimizes the power out of the engine.
This has really good power in the mid-range. In fact, it has full torque by as low as like 1,700, 2,000 RPMs. You have full torque, which is amazing.
That's amazing.
Because obviously in a naturally aspirated engine, that's not happening. But, you know, it doesn't feel like a rocket ship, but there's more power everywhere than in the last engine.
There's more power here. You can almost drag race with these things.
Let's
We're not going to, because that's not
I mean, YouTube
purpose.
Is only asking us to drag race, but let's
yeah,
be honest. I'll tell you who will win. New truck. Yeah. Now can we move on?
Does it
new
matter
truck.
How far the new truck
no.
is
new
ahead
truck wins.
Of the old one?
Yes.
The new truck wins. It's more expensive. The Limited starts at just over $52,000, and by the time you're done, we're talking $55,000.
Yeah.
Not to mention the TRD Pro, which is coming, and a very newly introduced model called the Trail Hunter, which will be pushing $60,000 for a Tacoma.
For a four-cylinder turbo Tacoma. Yeah.
Now
that one will have a lot more power.
They'll
the
have
Trail
a lot
Hunter
more power.
Has a lot of power.
It's called the iForce Max engine, and that is a hybrid, so it's got the electric motor sandwiched between engine and transmission. This one really is just a turbo four.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest question I think on everybody's mind is it a real truck with a turbo 4? I mean, this is kind of the way the industry is going.
Yeah, true.
It's not a V8. V8s are gone. And it's not the V6. I mean, the V6 on the last year's model, the old one, that makes it a real truck.
It's because they were naturally aspirated and so proven to be bomb-proof. And people this hear, and I understand great. This, you hear turbos and you think that's going to break.
Well, you hear inline four, like a four-cylinder truck.
Yeah.
I don't know about upgrading. I'm not sure I should. Mm. So the other reason is the torque. I mean,
the torque is
it's
excellent.
More expensive.
It's very good, yes.
But everything that Toyota has thought of and done, they've put a lot of effort. It's not just next generation. This is a different truck.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that is the same is the badge. But I'm wrong. No, because
I was going to say, you're going to circle
back?
Because
it's not.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
We got into the interior. We used Todd as the model because he's got the longer torso, even though we're the same height. And so we set the seat for comfort for both of us. And instantly I can tell that the seat, the driving position over here feels much better.
It does.
This feels now like other trucks that I've driven in, and it feels more comfortable for all kinds of drive.
Yes, agreed.
This is the seat height that I wanted. It doesn't feel like my knees are up around my ears. This is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But when we position the seat, you've got to get in behind yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so you did.
I did. And it wasn't good news. I mean, here's the thing. We're both 6'3". I'm always the one that crowds more for headroom. This has significantly more headroom than the really narrow shape of the last.
You can see it in the proportions.
You can see it for sure. There's definitely more headroom. And the seats, front and rear, are more comfortable seats. However, I really thought there was going to be more room back there. This has gained wheelbase, and there isn't. I think because of the quality of the seats themselves in the back of this, I'd rather sit in the back of this than the old one. But I have just as bad knee room in both.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I didn't expect that. I really thought
it's
when we got
really
in it
before, close.
It's very close. It's almost a wash, honestly. And I really think it comes down to the thickness of the seats and the new one.
The seats are better here.
Absolutely.
You do want the new seats.
Mm-hmm.
You want this interior. Of course, you get a huge screen. It's a 14-inch screen with everything you could possibly want. Connects to Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. It's huge and it's easy to use. And even though I don't love screens that dominate the interior, it's right on the edge. Like no bigger Toyota, like no bigger than
easy.
This. But also the Limited has this HUD here too, which is actually pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah.
The styling of the interior is much different and a lot better.
And have you noticed how much higher the dash is in this?
The
IP the other one
is
almost
higher,
almost felt like it was a toy car because the dash is way down here. This has got a significantly higher dash that makes this feel like a bigger truck overall, even though it really isn't.
The old Taco has always felt like a toy truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the last remnants of mini trucking.
It feels like a big truck, and it is sharing the chassis with the Tundra. But what's interesting is you get in this, and it feels like a much larger truck. And I actually mean that as a compliment. I don't mean like, oh, this is bumbling. It's not like that. It feels like a bigger truck, even though it's really not when they're side by side.
The styling on the interior is really great because it matches all the themes on the exterior. All the shapes are relatable. You see them everywhere on the exterior. It really is well done by Toyota. And I do like the new styling. It's not so overly aggressive, but it's not as weak looking as the old one.
Okay.
It's a nice balance.
Okay.
They worked really hard. And that tailgate is really cool. I show off the tailgate. I push the button, say, okay, yeah, the tailgate release is nice. But then you push the button again, tailgate goes back up. I mean, we don't need to close and open our own doors.
Okay, I'm going to be counterpoint real quick.
We don't need to do that.
A lot of people loved the styling of the old Taco, especially in its crazy colors. That Mountain Dew color was really good. There were a lot of crazy colors. Anytime I drove a press car Tacoma of the last generation anywhere, I got questions. So many people loved that. Mm. And also, there is a truck buyer, and I can't deny this, there is a truck buyer that wants simplicity. I don't want a turbo engine. I don't
For
want
sure.
the tailgate to do its own thing. I don't want electronic anything. And sometimes I am that guy. I will
push
admit,
the button and walk away.
You are more that guy than me.
I
want to open my own doors. But I will admit that tailgate, it works pretty cool. It is nice.
Okay, so there's this other thing that comes with the interior. It's new for Toyota in the interior, and it's right up here on the instrument panel. It's right here on the dash, and it's this JBL speaker that detaches itself from the dash, and you can use this as a football at your next tailgate party.
No, toss
this around.
No, that's not what it's for.
And no, I'm just
You
kidding,
listen to your favorite podcast.
That's true.
That's
listen to your
do
favorite
anywhere
podcast.
Anywhere on the go, yes.
But it charges itself in the dash, otherwise it uses itself as the center speaker, and it is pretty cool.
That's a good idea.
How many people are actually going to detach that all the
time? Well, but what's happened there is you've just taken on a fantastic parental role. because kids think, and there's nothing wrong with that, the kids think, wouldn't it be cool that this detaches? An adult thinks, well, how long until, oh, that's going
to
get lost.
How long until I have to buy another one? Well, we'll see. All right, you got to drive this.
Yep, looking forward to it.
I am pleased with the door closing. I like that.
It's
solid.
It's got a thunk. While we're talking trucks, if you're looking for a Tacoma, that is the prior gen, which was around for a while, or even maybe this new gen, you need to go to autotempest.com. They have everything. They've got old trucks, new trucks. You can look for any old Toyota truck you'd like.
Yep.
You can look for that Tacoma because you've decided you are old school and you will not accept turbos, or you can come and find one of the new ones right now. Autotempest.com/everyday tells them that we sent you.
That's right. Autotempest.com. All the cars. One search.
You've got a really nice shifter here. The shifter on the old one had the Mercedes-like notches. This is this big, beefy shifter that feels really cool.
Yeah.
All the knobs in here are actually very nice. There's still plenty of really good knobs for HVAC, switches for HVAC. That all feels very robust and very truck in a very good way. Also,
yes,
feels like you
yes.
could use it with work gloves. Volume knobs, everything is good. There's really good buttons on the steering wheel. The normal interaction is really easy in this truck.
Yeah, it's good.
It doesn't feel like it got super modern and touchscreen or haptic, so that all the stuff that would be really extra annoying in a truck.
You've got a trough up here for dirt.
A dirt trough.
You know that's going to get...
Yep.
You're just going to need to vacuum this out every so often.
Regularly, yes. It's going
yeah.
to happen. That just takes off. It's just
that
got... That was a fraction of throttle, and it just takes off. That really low torque is really a pleasant surprise.
Turbos are awesome.
It's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
This feels like a great amount of power, even though those numbers are right on top of each other. This feels like a significantly more powerful truck. I mean...
It does, and this rides so great.
It does
now.
Ride a lot better. It does ride a lot better. It still rides like a truck.
We're
not expecting it to be a car.
Yes,
it
but
it still rides like a truck.
Such an improvement. So
it just
good.
Got rid of that layer of buzz and left you with big truck feelings without a kind of a vibration constantly.
Every generation seems like it's got to be bigger every time.
True.
And they didn't go too much bigger despite going with a brand new chassis. Maybe that's a win. Maybe that's okay.
I still think that this size truck is the right size truck for reality. You jump above this to the Tundras and the big boys.
Yeah.
Those just feel like huge vehicles to drive in the modern time. But okay, whatever. This feels right size to me. When you sit in this, it feels instantly more comfortable than the other one. But when you actually look at them back to back, or even look at somebody sitting in them back to back, it doesn't seem all that much different.
Yeah.
But those little tweaks have made a difference in how you feel here, and this is definitely, that's the whole reason that I think the new Tacoma is so worthwhile, is the better seating position and better seats all around.
It just drives well, it's got good power, great amenities, it truly is modern. The jump is worth your dollars, it is. Sitting here, riding, driving, I do feel like, even though the old one is beloved, and there will be those enthusiasts that
absolutely
don't want to let go,
absolutely
the value will stay high on those too.
Absolutely there will. There will be people that will love those forever and will not move to this for all of the reasons that we've mentioned. And I understand
people
that.
People are wondering, is it worth the jump? Should I trade in the old one? Do I sell my old one and get the new one?
If you are a person who uses it as a daily, it's definitely worth it. I would do the sport with a 6-speed manual myself. If I was
The fact
shopping.
That they still offer a manual is fantastic.
Yes, I'm very impressed with this as a daily truck. I'm not a truck guy, but I'm very impressed with this daily truck.
Off-road. We proved off-road.
Off-roading,
it was like crazy.
Yeah.
It was
if
amazing.
If you were off-roading, I could see the argument for just get the old one because I want it to be simple. But this is a modern vehicle in a Tacoma wrapper, and they brought it forward, and they've addressed the biggest issues I had with the last one, which
Agreed.
Is the old feel of the driveline and the bad seating position.
It's dramatically improved. And for me, it can be summed up in the word fatigue.
Oh, okay.
The old one feels like it introduces fatigue in your driving, in your daily... We spend so much time in our cars and trucks.
Sure, sure.
It just feels like I have to just gut up and get through it, and it feels like this one creates less fatigue. I'm happier, more comfortable.
I can see that.
Yes, there's more amenities. Yes, it's new styling. Yes, it's great materials.
Yeah.
But this is the one that I want to spend the time in.
I am surprised at the places where they are so similar. I thought they were much more divergent and farther apart than they actually are when you do them back to back, which I say as an encouragement to those of you that did buy last year's truck, that as far away as from the new one as you might think. I just feel like for modern cars, modern traffic, and somebody buying right now, you're going to be really happy with the changes on the new Tacoma.
We're here to justify spending your money.
Why spend less? Those old ones are probably going to bounce and go back up, too.
They're probably going to be worth more than these are.
Probably.
But this is worth your dollars. It's worth the upgrade. Yes, it's expensive, but you need to drive one of these. This is worth your dollars.
Pretty cool. I also see why Toyota didn't have the old one at the launch.
Because
it's a lot easier to brag revolution when the competition isn't around.
We would have been out there with a tape measure like
that. We would have. We would have been those guys, and I'd be arguing about knee room. Yeah. What are you really using this for? I don't know. I think it's right, but
cornering and track driving is what you're
absolutely. Using. I'm gonna slalom the light poles
while
I'm here.
Sweet.
Yes.
I hope you're in Sport Plus.
I don't know. I think I am. I am in Sport Plus. Okay, made all the difference. Slaloming light poles.
That's why you should buy
this. There was
this.
Only snow here. I could be drifting. But anyway.
Hey, look, there's a 2023, the old Tacoma.
Look.
Hey, look at that.
That one's got to be at least a year older than this.
It is.
Huh.
Man.
Kind of the same, and yet different.